Oh, we have one. We have somebody, yes. Come and join me this way around, up the stairs here. We've got a whole load. Oh, there. Oh, now we know. Now, here we go. What did you get? Good morning. Would you want to tell everyone your name?
My name's Hunter, and I got a watch, which I was very excited for because I can finally count my steps and I can walk more.
Very, very good. He's got a watch that can count his steps, measure his health and everything. Well done.
My name is David. And I've got a Lego plane and a car and a cricket and I'm getting Arsenal football kit.
You got a car? Like a real one? A big one? No.
My name's Zachary and I got a massive Nerf one. Like, it can kill people, basically.
I'll see the parents afterwards. Well done.
My name is Kemi and I got some perfume for in my stocking.
Oh, perfume. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Zlatan and I've got a makeup box.
Makeup box. You got a makeup box. Hey, that's awesome. Do you want to give the kids a round of applause this morning? There's loads of sweets here for you as you make your way. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for sharing. We're going to continue our worship now with our next set of carols. So if you would be willing and able to stand in the house of the Lord this morning, let's stand together and let's continue to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you.
Right. Are we all in fine voice? Yes, I'm sure that we are. You might remember singing this carol at school, Away in a Manger. Yeah, I'm seeing some nods, amazing. And so if you are joining us online as well, you can stand if you're willing and able, you can sing along this with us. Are we ready?
Away in a manger, no crib for us.
Oh, Why don't you turn to somebody that you don't know and give them a really big smile? It's lovely to see so many families here together today, but there are people who have no family here. So give each other a smile so that if you're here alone, you've spoken to somebody today on Christmas Day before you've gone on to the next part of your day. It's so lovely to see you all. We're going to bless our Lord and bless the work of the Lord with our giving. If you're visiting today, it's not a compulsory thing, but this is what we do as part of our worship, and you're welcome to join us. Our code that's on the screen behind me, and also for those of you at home, you can give on the QR code. And if you're home alone, say a hi to us as well as we read your comments right there in your home on this Christmas day. And let me leave the words with you as you're preparing to give from In the Bleak Midwinter. What can I give him? Poor as I am, and I'm not saying that we are all poor, because God really has blessed us, and he's continuing to bless us. But what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? Our giving today, give my heart. So more than anything, let's lift our hearts up to the Lord as we give in worship. When you're ready, Please stand as the worship team come and bless us one more time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this Christmas day. We thank you that we can celebrate and remember the birth of Jesus Christ, our King and Savior. And we pray that people may experience your power and your presence afresh today, Amen. Wherever they are and whoever they are celebrating with. We pray that you will bless those who are listening and hearing the word of God today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do take your seats. I will be reading from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me the word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And God always blesses the public reading of his inspired and his infallible word.
Amen. Thank you so much, Irina. Good morning. A very happy Christmas to you all. Oh gosh, that was full of energy. Thank you very much. Somebody shouted happy Christmas back. A very happy Christmas to you all. And a very happy Christmas to around 300 access points online, which this morning could be maybe 700, 800, 900 people as families gather from their communities around London and around the world. You are very welcome with us. This is such an unexpected story. Scott, you're going to need to come and help me. When you read the story of the birth of Jesus, it's full of unexpected moments. And it's full of unexpected twists. You're going to need to be down there, Scott. So you're going to need to help me. So if you get a question right, you'll get to choose a sweet. If you have a nut allergy or you are near somebody with a nut allergy, do not take a sweet with a nut in it. One of the unexpected things about this story is the wise men. What were their names? Anybody got a name? There are traditionally three names given to them. Put your hand up if you know, nice and quick. We don't want this to be boring or slow. There must be somebody that knows a name of one of the wise men. Shout it out. No, that's their general name. Balthazar, well done. You get a sweet. Was worth coming to church this morning, wasn't it? Here's another one. Melchior. One more. Sometimes it's a name given to a ghost in a movie. Casper. Oh, there were two people got Casper. That's because it's the easiest one to say, isn't it? But actually, what is really unexpected about these wise men is, first of all, we don't know how many came. The Bible doesn't tell us that there were three. And secondly, who they were. They were actually part of a... Oh, very good. Oh, no, I'm back. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't. Don't worry. Hebison, I've got one. Do you want me to use two? Shall I just talk like that? Is that better? Just one? Which one? No, I'll use the one that I had. This one? This one? This one? This one? All right, I'll use this one. We don't know how many came, but they were part of a group called, who said Magi? I think you should get a sweet. Scott, you want to be kept on your feet. Now, they were part of a group of people that probably came from a particular nation in the Middle East. Anybody know the name of the nation? Babylon, well done, which is modern day Iraq. Debbie, you can have a sweet, but not too many. You've got a nice lunch coming up, darling. And they were probably there from the time of one of the prophets of the Old Testament, and a time called the Exile, and they were educated by one of the prophets, or they're not them, their ancestors, were educated by one of the prophets of the Old Testament. Anybody know who? Daniel. Who said Daniel? Well done, is that you? Well done. I mean, Sam, very good. Well done. When the people of Israel went into exile, some of the people that were there were educated by Daniel in the ways of God. And when they left exile, some of them stayed. And they became known as the Magi. And they had an understanding of the promise of God that he would send a Messiah or a Savior. But they were warriors. So there could have been 500 of them came to Jerusalem. There could have been 50 of them. We don't know how many came, but they were coming because they were looking for a king who was going to come by force and liberate Israel. So they almost certainly came armed, ready to fight, ready to throw out the Romans and take back Jerusalem so that it could be a free nation, a free city once again. Unexpected, right? But they went to the palace. Of course they went to the palace. Where else would you go if you were expecting to see a king? And they went to see King Herod. And the king, Herod, the word king is mentioned. Read it yourself when you get home or if you're already home. King Herod, or the king, is mentioned again and again and again in Matthew chapter 2. Because Matthew is making a point. He is saying they came searching for one kind of king and they found another kind of king. Now, Matthew is an interesting character. He's another interesting and unexpected part of this story. Anybody know what his Jewish or Hebrew name was? Who said Levi? Right at the back there, Scott. Now, you have to run, Scott, because we don't want this talk to be all morning. We've all got things that we are going to be doing today. Levi. Levi is an unexpected member of this story. He's an unexpected part of this story. Levi was a Jewish man, but he was a tax collector. And he was working for the Romans, and he's the one that writes the Gospel of Matthew, or the Gospel of Levi, but it's called the Gospel of Matthew. And he carried disappointments. Traditionally, he has been understood to have somewhat resented his own people because they had disappointed him. And some suggest that he was a collaborator with the Romans. Maybe today you come with disappointments. Maybe you come slightly disappointed with God, or maybe like Levi, you're living two different worlds. You have your world that everybody can see, and you have the world where everybody else can't see you. Sometimes you're Levi, sometimes you're Matthew, but God knows your heart. He's an unexpected part of this story. And then there's another unexpected part of this story where they find the baby Jesus.